morning, everyone. This is Dr. Merkel, and I'll be watching you every breath you take. I'll be watching you, yes. I am Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition. I've been here in the Miami Valley for over 40 years. Right here behind this marvelous WHIO microphone for over 30. And it is truly an honor, a blessing to be with you every Saturday. Our goal, our mission, our purpose is to help you be healthier. To figure out if there's things you can do to optimize your health. To maybe avoid problems, find problems long before they hit other people. Or long before they hit you and your family. What would you do to avoid cancer, autoimmune disease? To avoid liver disease, kidney disease. Most conditions will show in the blood long before you have symptoms. Conditions will show in the blood long before you have symptoms. And you think because you feel good that you're okay? Reminds me of some commercials that I see on TV. Yeah, my granddad was, my father was 65 years old and never sick a day in his life, and he dropped dead. You know, and all these ridiculous comments. Reminds me of a patient years ago. We were doing some testing, and I found that he had lymphoma. But he had no symptoms. He said, use this analogy, which is just perfect. He says, I'm like a shiny red apple. Looks so beautiful on the outside, but I'm rotten on the inside. Yep, that's exactly right. In fact, all this longevity stuff and people are doing all these injections and stuff to their face. It's like a shiny, just polishing a shiny red apple. You don't have no idea what's going on inside until you test, but truly how you feel is no indication of how healthy you are. How you feel. We all know people, family and friends, they think they're healthy and all at once, bang, they're on dialysis. All at once, they're waiting for a kidney transplant or a liver transplant. Boom, all at once, they're insulin-dependent diabetic. All at once, got stage 4 cancer, and they were never sick a day in their life. Yeah, because nobody tested, nobody checked the score. How ridiculous is that? But then also, look at the misinformation we're getting from the medical community. Now, this is in MedPage, May 31st. And the title is pretty amazing. It's like the title is A Grand Slam in Pancreatic Cancer Novel Pill Double Survivor. Double survival. And results were hailed as a game-changing breakthrough in the treatment of pancreatic cancer. And they talk about overall survival versus progression-free survival. And one doctor said, the chief medical officer, Julie Grillo, MD, I actually say it's a grand slam. Not just a home run, it's a grand slam. Wow, isn't that just awesome? If you got pancreatic cancer, what does that make you think of? That they've got a grand slam treatment for pancreatic cancer. What do you think? Really, don't you think that they've got this thing nailed, that they're going to cure you, that you're not going to have any problem with it? Well, here's what it is. The OS is overall survival. And they talk about your overall survival on this new treatment reached 13.2 months versus 6.6 months. 13.2 months with this drug versus 6.6 months with chemotherapy. So if you did chemotherapy, 6.6 months. If you do chemo and this drug, you get 13.2 months. But they don't talk about quality of life. They talk about progression-free survival, which I've looked online and they really can't give a good answer for what that means. But overall survival, I think, is a pretty good guide. 13.2 months versus 6.6 months on chemotherapy. I guarantee you, not doing any treatment, it's going to end up about the same. If you don't do any treatment, you're going to live about the same period of time, except with these drugs. And here's a word I see in MedPage. With chemotherapy and these other drugs, you could have horrific side effects. And so maybe you didn't die in 6.6 months, but you're going to live in agony and misery for an extra 6 months. They don't talk about quality of life here. They talk about overall survival. Overall survival means you didn't die yet. Now, anybody want to sign up for that one? And look how low the standard is for a medical success. And is that what the public really believes when you hear grand slam or home run? If your doctor said that a new treatment, who's going to question that? Truly, if a doctor said, hey, we got this new chemotherapy, this new breast cancer treatment, this new whatever treatment for whatever condition, and they say it's a home run or grand slam, are you even going to ask what that means? He says, well, it's going to be an extra 6 months. 6 months what? 6 months of survival. Quality of life? Oh, we don't know, but we don't talk about that. We're just talking about overall survival. Cost. Well, we're not going to talk about that either because you can't put a price on your health. That is the biggest bunch of crap that I hear patients say their doctor tells them. You can't put a price on your health. Well, they do. They do. Every cancer case is worth about $1 to $1.5 million. Oh, yeah, they got a price on it. They got a price on it. But they don't want you to put a price on it because they're going to make a lot of money off of it. But what's the leading cause of bankruptcy in our country? Yeah, medical bills. Medical bills. So let's just surmise that insurance isn't going to pay for all of it, which it doesn't. And suppose you're going to have to pay out of pocket $100,000 to survive an extra 6 months. Now, you got to start that right from day one, from month one. And so you got to be paying, what, $10,000 a month for the next 10, 12 months to not die in 13. Now, would you pay $100,000 to $10,000 a month for your spouse not to die, for your spouse to not die for 6 months? Would you pay $10,000 a month for your mom, your dad, your grandparents, your even your child? Would you pay $10,000? No, it's terminal. It's terminal. But would you pay an extra $10,000 a month to delay dying? Is delaying death the same as prolonging life? No, it's not. But this is what they're telling you. So you got to ask specific questions. What does that mean? A home run, a grand slam, because it's not what you think it means. Not at all. And I could go in more details than that, but I think you get the idea. And that's what we're here about. You want a second opinion, a true second opinion from someone who's not going to be doing chemo, radiation, maybe who's got a natural option, maybe a natural idea. And I've said this, if I haven't said it twice, I've said it 1,000 times. Take 2 weeks or 2 months to try a safe natural option because even serious problems sometimes have simple, safe solutions. Oh, yeah, we've had stage 4 cancers go into remission. We've had kidney failure, liver failure go into remission. Virtually any condition you can imagine out there, we haven't cured any of them, but we've got them to go into remission. If you've got lupus or MS or psoriasis and goes into remission forever, is that okay? Got cystic fibrosis. Got some great cases of cystic fibrosis. If they go into remission where the symptoms go away, you're on no drugs, you're breathing great, you're growing great, that okay? I'm not saying I got a cure or treatment for anything. I don't. What I do have is a knowledge and experience and a belief that the body has the ability to heal and repair itself virtually anything if we test properly. If you know what you're doing. We have seen all those conditions and many more truly go into remission because here's another philosophy you've heard before. If you've heard this show, if you get healthy enough, doesn't matter the name of the disease. If you get healthy enough, doesn't matter the name of the disease. No, it doesn't. Whether you have MS, lupus, cancer, heart disease, liver disease, if you get healthy enough, it's amazing what the body can do to heal, repair, and regenerate. And that's what I'm here to help you with, to give you some ideas that maybe you get it tested. And sometimes we go and we see 3 or 4 things. Aha, there it is. You got high copper. Aha, there it is. You're low in vitamin D. Aha, you're high in ferritin. And sometimes it's that simple. We test, and the physical symptoms sometimes aren't easily correlated with the lab findings and the cause. I've said this before. Or actually, I talked about there's a doctor who works with me, and he needed me to help him with a couple cases. One was a lady with Crohn's disease, and he actually started working with us so he could help her avoid the autoimmune drugs, immune suppressive drugs, and to keep her colon from getting cut out. She had an advanced case of Crohn's. And so he called me. I told him the testing to do and those kind of things. And she went into complete remission within just a couple weeks. And then a few months later, he called me about a little girl, 3-year-old girl, with oozing sores over her whole body. Oozing sores over her whole body. And he's actually got a video where he talks about this, where this little girl's seen about a dozen doctors, got a file 1.5 inches thick. And this is a quote from the doctor. He said, I really like this. He said, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong, but I'm going to find out. And so he did. He called me. I recommended the testing. And he said when the parents were in with their little girl, they were crying. They didn't know what to do. The doctors, all they were doing was inhaling steroids, shots, all kinds of drugs. And he said she had psoriasis. And so we did the testing. Now, the thing is, one of the patients had Crohn's. The other one had psoriasis. Symptoms were different, but the cause was the same. They both had arsenic toxicity. And arsenic breaks down cell structure, like you see in psoriasis. The symptoms of arsenic toxicity are the same as Crohn's. So what happens if you're dealing with Crohn's disease or psoriasis and they're treating symptoms where for maybe $1,000, you could come to our clinic and get tested. Oh, you got arsenic. How easy is that? Because if it's arsenic, nothing the medical profession is going to do is ever going to help. And they're going to need stronger and stronger drugs. The arsenic gets higher and higher in the body. But see, your medical doctor isn't worried about that. He's not even trained in arsenic. He knows nothing about what I'm talking about. He works at McDonald's. I'm not slamming McDonald's. But if you work at McDonald's, does McDonald's tell you what you can order? Yeah. And arsenic isn't even on the menu for a doctor to even consider. It's not even there. Their job is to do what? Relieve symptoms. Give you a drug to suppress your immune system. The cause was never found. And that's why you keep getting worse and worse when you need more and more drugs. It was never found. But how easy with a little testing we see, arsenic. And that little girl's symptoms of psoriasis that treatment would have affected her for life. The steroids would have stunted her growth. It affected her immune system. It affected so many things. And that other lady with the Crohn's getting colostomy would have changed her life forever. Oh, the medical, oh, it's not a big deal having a colostomy. Yeah, well, why don't you get one? And the solution was so simple once the testing is done. And that's what I'm talking about. You get tested properly, you'll be amazed at results we find out. And truly, whatever critical, serious problem you think you've got that there is no solution for, and all you can do is take drugs, why don't you try something else? Because truly, within a couple weeks, maybe 2 months, you'll find a solution to your problem. I know it's time for a break right now. And I am Dr. Merkel. We'll be right back after this message. And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel. Say, if you'd like a second opinion to see what we can do to help you with your health quest, our number is 433-3241. That's 937-433-3241. We got a couple of great docs that work with us, Dr. Andrew Dyer. And he is board certified in acupuncture, and he's also board certified in clinical nutrition. And he is a marvelous doctor. He's got some cases, truly cases, that I have presented at oncology conferences, cancer conferences around the country, actually around the world too. And marvelous doctor, and I have all the confidence in him and the nutritional work he does. And we have Dr. Natalie Yaley, who is certified in thermography. And she has lectured at the national stage on thermography. And she also does nutrition too. And if you truly want a second opinion, or if you have concerned about breast cancer, thermography is a safe breast, safe, painless, touchless breast scan. And it's used a lot more in other countries. When you combine that with the blood testing that we do, you've got a great solution, a great view of how your body's health is, how your breast health is, that kind of thing. It's a great option. Go to our website, Take Two Healthcare, Take Two Healthcare. And you can get some details. You can schedule an appointment. We would love to help you with your health problem. And like I said, no matter what you've got, if we can help, you'll see within 2 weeks we should see some change, something on a lab test, which is what we do. We get our baseline markers. We have a goal. We have a plan. We see what we need to do. And then we're not expecting you to be well in 2 weeks, but we expect to see some improvement, some change, a lab test, a cancer marker, some other marker, system marker in the blood that we can gauge if we're making progress. And if we do, well, then we'll say 2 months. Let's go 2 months. And it's amazing the progress that the body can have. And truly, both those doctors have cases that baffle the medical community because they've never seen things like that, like I've done for years. We've got doctors all over the country that I've trained. I've trained several thousand. And not all of them do this, I got to tell you. Not all of them do this, but there are some who've really taken hold and taken charge and are truly trying to help their patient in all ways possible, and they're getting results like we do. Now, let's talk about weight loss. And I know there's all these GLP-1s, and there's all kinds of things, even drugs from China that are knockoffs of the GLP-1. And I'm not saying they're not good, but they're usually labeled as research to bypass the regulations to get in the United States. And so there are all kinds of things out there right now, all kinds of things. And just some, there's some key points here. Retatrutide data shows dramatic weight loss and other benefits. Basically, any of your GLP-1s, if you lose weight, well, here's one a comment. People with obesity, with or without type 2 diabetes, the drug led to significant weight loss and improvements. Part of the improvements is knee pain. Well, yeah, you lose weight, it's going to take pressure off your knee. Your knee's not going to hurt as bad. Obstructive sleep apnea. Yeah, if you're not so fat, you're going to be able to breathe easier. And obesity, this is a quote, obesity drives more than 200 downstream diseases, yet we have historically treated those conditions one at a time. Of course, one at a time. Blood pressure, cholesterol, edema, cardiac arrhythmias, you've got liver disease, kidney disease, all these things they treat individually. There's more money that way. But now they're on these drugs and you do lose weight. Yeah, you lose weight, but let's go into some more details about that. But it says there's dramatic weight loss. And basically, this article shows that the weight loss is dose dependent. The higher the drug, the more weight you lose. Oh, is it time to wrap up? Okay, we're going to talk about side effects here in just a minute. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. Be right back after this. And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon, right here. It's a beautiful day, and I hope you get out and enjoy it. It's a little cloudy right now, but good for a walk. Don't have to worry about being so hot today, so get out there and walk. Get out and live a little bit. And I'm going to talk just briefly about the weight loss drugs and potential problems with it. First of all, these drugs, medically speaking, many medical people, once you stay on them forever, they look at like high blood pressure. Once you're on high blood pressure drugs, you never go off. And they're looking like the same thing with that, because when you go off these drugs now, people are ravenous and they tend to eat more and gain the weight back quickly. Well, here's some of the side effects. Basically, these drugs impair or slow down the stomach's ability to move food on through, to digest it and move it on through. In fact, studies show that the food can stay on these GLP-1 drugs, can stay in your stomach up to 2 days. So the food is not digesting, it's rotting, it's putrefying in your gut. You ever see a dead animal on the road, how its belly bloats up because the food is rotting? That's what's happening inside you. If it's not being moved along, it's rotting, which is why, guess what one of the primary side effects is? About 50% of people have nausea so bad they quit the drug. Well, yeah, if you got that nausea, vomiting, the food won't go down, so it's got to come back up. You can end up with something called gastric paresis, where your stomach is paralyzed and can't get the food to go down, and so you vomit it back up. Imagine what your breath is going to be like if this food is in there that long. But nausea, and then with that, diarrhea sometimes, but abdominal pain, of course, fatigue, injection site soreness, but decreased appetite, of course. You're going to have this is how these things work. They decrease your appetite because you're nauseous all the time. If you're nauseous, you don't feel good. Your stomach hurts. You got abdominal pain. And you're not hungry. So that's how it works. It makes you feel crappy. I guess, okay. A buddy of mine I work out with. And we're doing a class together, a workout class. And part of it, we go down and we do push-ups and we do sit-ups and abdominal work. And now, he used to get down there with us all the time, and he was losing weight. And I said, you lost some weight. He said, yeah, I'm losing weight. And then when we were to go get down, he goes, oh, I can't go down. Got this nausea. I knew he was on the GLP-1 drugs. I just didn't want to say anything. But he's nausea, and he can't bend over to do some of the exercises. He can't lay on the floor and do things because of this. So other problems are headache, dizziness, pancreatitis, kidney problems, kidney stones, bone fractures. Ooh, and here's a bad one. Vision, eye problems, ischemic optic neuropathy, and eye stroke. It may cause some permanent damage to your eyes. Now, okay, I know we got a weight problem in this country. And we got a mindset problem. And what I want people to do, if you're overweight, you got to change how you think. Because I it's like people when they're getting old. Oh, I'm getting old. I can't do things, this kind of things. People do the same thing when they're overweight, when they're fat. Oh, I'm fat. I can't do this, can't do that. And their whole concept, their whole idea, body concept is they're overweight. There's a positive thing I do almost every day. It's kind of like a little saying I tell myself when I'm meditation. I say I enjoy being trim. Trim, healthy, enthusiastic, successful, young. I say it over and over again. I enjoy being trim, healthy, enthusiastic, successful, young, that kind of thing. And that way my brain starts to formulate that. Your subconscious can't take a joke. If you tell yourself you're fat over and over and I can't do something, guess what? You can't do it. I can't lose weight. Well, my dad, well, here's one of my dad's sayings. Dad's sayings, here we go. Can't die in the poorhouse. If you say you can't, guess what? You can't. But what I recommend you do is start saying, I can, and start talking about where you want to be. I want to be trim. I want to be thin. Put a picture of yourself on the fridge or something of when you were thinner. I want to be thin. I want to be trim. And put it where you're going to see it to remind yourself, okay, on the refrigerator, in the pantry, in your car, when you go out. Here's what your mind, and your mind, your conscious mind will start to support that subconscious thing, and you will be amazed how you're going to start making different choices. And also, quit being a wimp. Yes, you can go without coffee for one day. You can go without ice cream for one day. You can go without something for one day and start with one day. Get started. Don't wait. If you wait for things to be perfect, well, I got to wait till this is done, till this is ready. You're never going to get going and you'll never be successful. You want to start before things are perfectly lined up. Get started. The most important thing you're going to do in life and anything, not to plan, it's to act. People plan forever. They never do anything. People plan, and they're never successful, but they got great plans. Your plans don't mean anything. It's what you act on that is important. Well, I plan to lose weight. No, I'm eating different today. I'm eating right. And so many people in their overall perception of their health, they always look at something and, well, I'm fat, but at least I don't smoke. Or I smoke, but at least I'm not fat. Or I drink, but at least I don't smoke. I drink or I'm fat, but at least I don't smoke. And they always try and justify it through something that doesn't make any difference anyway. Well, at least I'm not this way. No, you focus on where you are and you do the things that you need to do. Now, for me, one of the things that really helps me is to get tested. I like to check the score. I like to see where I'm at. Because if you're guessing, well, I think I'm fine. You know, I want to try and live to be as old as possible, but as healthy as possible. To be as healthy as possible. And to do that, you got to check the score. That's why every year, about every 8 months, I do a comprehensive, thorough test. Check my system functions, liver, kidney, thyroid, CBC, inflammations, diabetic factors, electrolytes, minerals, proteins, those kind of things, vitamin D levels. And I also do a heart panel. Check my heart based on the Cleveland Heart Labs. I want to look at what my endothelium is doing, what my inflammatory markers are for the heart are doing, my risk for blood clots and all these things. And it's amazing the technology that they can detect in the blood. Cancer markers. I want to check my risk for cancers. And the panel, along with their other labs, will catch about 90 to 95% of all cancers. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Hormones. Everybody's got hormone problems. I'm going to do a hormone panel. And then one of the leading causes of disability in older people is Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And the technology is amazing. To be able to find those p-tau proteins and other things which contribute or are indicative of progressing Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and dementia. We can see that in the blood now. Before, they could only see it in cadavers, and then they could see it in the spinal cord, in the spinal fluid, and now we can see it in the blood. The technology is incredible. And so I want to check my score. I want to keep my brain functioning as long as possible, as healthy as possible. If there's things I see happening, I want to do something about it. I want to do something about it. And there are so many things that we can test for nowadays, and we know so much more that I do believe that we have the potential now more than any other time to extend our life, not just extend our life, but to extend our capacity to be a function. Not just live in a nursing home, not to have somebody take care of us, but to actually be productive people in well into our 80s, 90s, something like that. But it starts, you need to start as early as possible. Don't wait. And I think with the testing that is today, oh my gosh, I believe we hear about investment people and saving for retirement and all that stuff. It's all based on your health. If you don't have any health, you're gonna burn all your wealth trying to regain your health. And I'd rather spend $2,000 or $3,000 a year to check the score and to fix any problems long before they happen. Wouldn't it be? Because the earlier you find a problem, always a better result you will have. Always a better result you will have. You see, anybody can tell, any idiot can tell when you've fallen off a cliff. You got a raging forest fire. We want to catch it when it's just smoldering. Stamp it out quick. Avoid serious problems. That's what we do. Your medical profession, where's all the money? In stamping out a little smoldering, you know, a little smoke. Or waiting till you got a raging forest fire and you're falling off a cliff and there's a lot of damage. Yeah, that's what the medical profession makes money on, is crisis management, to take care of the severe problems. And they pay lip service to, oh, yeah, we want to do it. No, they don't. They want you to have the million-dollar bills from cancer. A liver transplant, $1 to $1.5 million. Yeah, that's where they make their money. Dialysis, $12,000 to $15,000 a month or more. Maybe less, but maybe more, but it's a lot of money. And these conditions are all, virtually 95% are avoidable, and many are reversible if you know what you're doing. And that's why I say try a true second opinion. Medical doctors don't know nutrition. It's not on their menu. It's not on their McDonald's board. If you work at McDonald's, you do a little study and find, you know, a slice of avocado to make this a healthier burger. Can you do that if you work at McDonald's? No, you can't. And yet, sliced avocado is not on your medical doctor's list of things he can do. The things I'm doing and we're doing in our clinic that I teach, medical doctors cannot do because they work at McDonald's. They would get fired if they tried to do these things. Because suppose I got a stage 4, and it's happened many times, a stage 4 cancer, and we do our thing. We say, I'm not saying never do chemo radiation. I say, if you delay chemo radiation or anything medical for 2 weeks, will that make any difference in your long-term outcome? You got cancer. Will it make any difference? You wait 2 weeks? No. And then suppose that cancer marker drops from 200 down to 150 in 2 weeks. Now what do you do? I'm going to say, give me two more weeks. You see, it's not as important how high that cancer marker is, but direction it's going. If we do something natural, we get your body healthier. Your body can, well, I've seen, and you've heard many of these stories here, incredibly high cancer markers dropping down to remission within weeks or a few months. Absolutely amazing. But your medical doctor doesn't know these things, because if you spend, and there's some cases, let's say $10,000 to get your cancer from whatever it was into remission, and even your PET scan clears up, well, some doctor lost out on $1 million worth of care over the next few months or a couple of years. They're not going to be for this. There are so many cases out there. Now, they always call it spontaneous remission. The medical doctors, to try and dismiss it, call it spontaneous remission. If you hear the word spontaneous remission, you might as well get out of there, because your doctor is trying to minimize the results, the science that was needed to get that remission, to get that case to go into remission, whatever it was, liver failure, kidney failure, psoriasis, whatever it is, they call it spontaneous remission. When, like those two cases I shared with you, it was arsenic toxicity, which isn't even on the menu for your medical doctors. That's why you need to come to someone like me, someone like the doctors we work with, who are going to test properly to rule things out. Like I said, if it's arsenic, they are never going to get it fixed. But if it is arsenic, it's an easy fix. Now, it may not be arsenic for you. It could be something else. And it's easy. Once we get the testing done, it's easy. Let me give you another true life story. Fella comes in. He's got high blood pressure, high cholesterol, ED, fatigue, an upset stomach. He's on an aspirin, a statin, and lisinopril. That's 80%, excuse me, 80. That's 40% of the adult population now on those drugs with those problems. Okay, women, not ED, but, you know, hormone problems. He didn't want to be in my office. His wife made him come. His wife had a serious problem, much worse, a couple years before. We took care of it, and she decided it's time for her husband, her 17-year-old son, to get tested. So I'm doing the consultation. And I say, well, we need to get some testing done. He holds up his hand and says, well, wait a minute. I said, and I'm kind of looking confused. He said, my wife said, I got to get all the testing done that she had done. And I go, why? You know, she had some serious problems. We did a lot of testing, expensive testing. Okay, expensive, maybe $3,000. But it fixed her. So he said, my wife said, I got to get all the testing done she had done. Okay, now if the wife says they're going to get tested, what's going to happen? And he said, not just me, but his 17-year-old son sitting right beside him. Now, the highlights of his test with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, ED, fatigue, upset stomach. What did we find? On hair tests, we saw extreme high copper. There's a condition called Wilson's disease that's associated with high copper. Now, I'm not saying he had Wilson's disease, but the high copper could cause all of his symptoms. You look up copper toxicity, it can cause every one of his symptoms. So where is he getting the copper? Water pipes. He needs a water filter. An RO water system you can get online at Amazon or Home Depot. They got RO water systems. Easy fix. Okay? Then we did a blood test. Now, these are the highlights, not everything. We saw an extreme low vitamin D. Extreme low vitamin D. Can low vitamin D cause ED, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, fatigue? Yeah, all those things. All those things he's got could be low vitamin D too. So vitamin D, for about $40 a year, he can buy 5,000 international units of vitamin D and take it daily. He doesn't need shots or prescription vitamin D. The oral vitamin D he can buy at a health food store works just fine. 5,000 international units a day is better than taking a shot once a week. And so that's easy, $40. Okay, we move on up. On his lab, we see he's got a high ferritin, a high hemoglobin. He's got a condition called hemochromatosis. And it's time for us to take a break right now. But I'm going to tell you what else we found. And his solution was easy once we did the testing. Everything was easy. He got off all the drugs in a couple months. I'm going to tell you what the other test results were in a minute here. Listen to Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back. And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. We'd love to help you with your health problem. 937-433-3241, 433-3241, or go to take2healthcare.com, take2healthcare.com. We'd love to help you. Back to this fella who had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, ED, anemia, upset stomach and fatigue. Typical person, 40% of the adult population. I already talked about he had high copper. He had very low vitamin D. He also had high ferritin, which is high iron. So for the ferritin, he needed to dump a pint of blood. Now, you've helped him about 85% right there with a water filter for the copper, $40 for vitamin D, and dumping a pint of blood. There you go. He had elevated liver enzymes. His liver enzymes are elevated, I believe, because of the drugs he was on. Okay? Side effects of the drugs, very common. Now, we also did a special test, and we found he had high levels of lead and mercury that was not easily coming out. The lead and mercury was going into his body faster than it was going out. And can lead and mercury at continually escalating levels cause high blood pressure, ED? Yeah, all these symptoms can be the lead and mercury. So we had a solution right there, 100% a solution right there. The testing, it was maybe $2,000, but we changed his life because he didn't need the drugs any longer. Within about a week, our job isn't to get you off the drugs. Our goal is to get you healthy so you don't need them. Yeah, the high copper, the low vitamin D, the high lead and mercury, the high ferritin were causing high blood pressure, high cholesterol was causing ED, no doubt, upset stomach, abdominal pain. And once we found that, the solution was easy. And it changed his life from being on these drugs, which would have caused elevating liver enzymes. It would cause electrolyte imbalance, and he would then get heart palpitations, heart arrhythmias, edema, fluid retention, kidney problems, and his condition would continually escalate with more and more drugs because nobody knows how to do what I just told you how to do, to do simple blood tests, because even serious problems sometimes have simple, safe solutions. And you'll know within a couple of weeks, and truly he got off all the drugs within 2 weeks. Wow. Now, is the medical doctor happy about that? No, because he's off all drugs and he's not needing all his doctor's appointments because the numbers are good. Wow. Maybe you can be that way too. If you want to truly look and find out, we'd love to help you with your health problem. Maybe we can find your simple, safe, easy solution. I'm Dr. Merkel. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, we'd love to help you. Take2healthcare.com and do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk. Call a friend, pray for a country. By the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.